Do you trust that electoral system in Georgia? I mean, the president thinks that was stolen there, too.
I don't know enough about their system. I think that, if they're doing mail-in ballots and they're allowing ballot harvesting, then I would be very suspicious. Those are the kinds of things that I know here in the state of Nevada. The fact that we had those two things happening, and then also the fact that we didn't have a chance to purge our voter records. That, to me, was another instance that led to where we're at now, where people just don't have a really good taste in their mouth, and they still don't feel like it was done right. If those things exist, if those circumstances exist in Georgia, I can understand why somebody might not appreciate what might happen tomorrow. If we had an election like we did in 2018, I don't think that I would be I wouldn't have the misgivings, and I'm sure a lot of other people wouldn't either. But it's up to us to go through and make sure that our election laws are up to snuff. We really need to make sure that we have a system that people can trust.
We are inside of a month before the next session of the Nevada legislature. We are just weeks away, most probably, from a State of the State address. What to expect from both? We'll talk with Scott Hammond about that and a whole lot more. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
A little bit after 4:30 as we check out our traffic cams right now, and we do have a few crashes working right now. 15 southbound at Charleston, that's on the right side. Look out for a disabled vehicle, that's Interstate 15 northbound at Hacienda on the right shoulder. Another crash, that's US 95 eastbound at Jones, that's consuming the left lane and the HOV lane. In that incident there on the shoulder. Look for reduced speeds as you try to work your way through the spaghetti bowl there, 515 west at Charleston, and you're slow in a couple of areas on the Beltway. 215 eastbound, that is at Decatur, and westbound 215 at Valley Verde.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The regular season, it's over for the Raiders. They knock off the Broncos 32-31 as Darren Waller brought in a two-point conversion with 24 seconds to go as the Raiders come away with the victory. Derek Carr finishing the game 24 of 38, 371 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions. Josh Jacobs, 15 carries, 89 yards, two touchdowns. Waller, 9 receptions, 117 yards, a touchdown in addition to that two-point conversion. The Raiders are going to have the 17th pick in the NFL draft as they get set for an offseason where they'll also be bringing in a new defensive coordinator. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Ah, buying some pretzel sticks?
Excuse me?
This is your wake-up call from TrackPhone Wireless.
Okay.
What if you didn't eat all those pretzel sticks by the end of the month, so this store took them back?
Good luck.
That's how some wireless companies are with your data, but TrackPhone Wireless gives you unlimited carryover data with active service, so you keep what you pay for. Plans start at $20 a month.
Wow, that's cool.
Sir, are you bothering the customers?
Yeah, hang on.
This is your wake-up call, people. TrackPhone Wireless. Now you're in control.
Available at major retailers. See terms and conditions at TrackPhone.com.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Back with State Senator Scott Hammond from Nevada District 18. Hard to believe, but we are under a month to the beginning of the next session of the Nevada Legislature. That'll be coming February 1st. It's by the Constitution. We also have coming up before that, before any of the legislators go to Carson City to legislate, they will go to Carson City, I imagine, to listen to the governor with the state of the state. Do we know when the state of the state is?
Yeah, it's scheduled for the 19th of January.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're only 15 days away, 2 weeks away from the state of the state. So I think what will happen is the 18th we'll start to get an idea of his budget. The 19th he gives the state of the state, and they come around right after the state of the state, and they deliver to all of our offices four binders that are, what are those binders, like 5-inch binders, four, whatever the biggest ones are.
Yeah.
Four or five of those will be delivered at my door in my office in Carson City. We'll put those on the shelves, and we'll start working on the 20th. The Finance and Ways and Means, the two money committees in the legislature, will meet on the 20th, and we'll meet again, I think, the 21st all day, and then we'll take the weekend off and get back at it on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday the next week. And so we'll be going at it earnestly before February, and then February 1st is the official first day of the legislative session.
Tell me about the, because Victor Jakes did a great column in the RJ this weekend where he essentially said that Sisolak was trying to make a case for tax increases, and the financial crisis isn't backed up by the numbers. You've seen the numbers. You're on the committee. Tell me what you're seeing.
Well, we haven't seen all the numbers yet. There's going to be a lot of numbers coming out, and they're going to hit us hard on, like I said, the 20th will be the first time we really have a good look at it. But I'm seeing, look, there, it looks bad, but, he's asking for 12%. I think right now most people are wondering, what is the federal government going to do? You know, how bad is our budget going to be if we get money from the federal government? And I'm not saying I want it or don't want it. I'm just saying that that is the talk, that they believe that the new administration coming in is seriously looking at bailing out a lot of the states, at least for their COVID crisis. I hope that they're not talking about bailing out the states for all their misdeeds from over the past years and years where, for whatever, I don't want to see that, but, I just know that that's what the talk is. And so we might be seeing a huge increase in our budget just from the federal government. We don't know, and maybe we have to wait until March to find out or April to find out. That's why it's going to be hard working on this budget, because I think a lot of people are just hoping that these things happen. I think that we need to get to work with the anticipation that we don't have a bailout from the federal government. What does our budgets look like? What kind of decreases do we need to put into place? I think that's what you're going to start seeing. I know the governor's asked for 12% across the board. I always hate dealing with that kind of a mentality. I think that you have to look into each agency and find out where you can where you can cut. I mean, nobody wants to cut, but I think you have to look and find out where the cuts can happen, and some agencies maybe more than other agencies.
For instance, education. Can we cut education 12%?
I don't think so. I do not believe we can cut education 12%. I know a lot of people will ask me, and I said, look, I actually do think that education probably needs more money, but I'm not exactly thrilled to throw more money at a black hole. I want to make sure that we have more accountability, and I want to make sure that we have more say in what goes on. That's why I'm a firm believer that, for me, we have to have a lot more school choice before I'm going to give more money to cashless system. But I, you know, could we use more money? Yeah, I think we could. But we have to figure out where that money is coming from. I year after year, I think people are just tired of finding out that we lost money somewhere and we don't know where. Well, let's find out where. Let's ask where. And that comes when we have more accountability, when we have more school choice. Because, you know, as a charter board member, we had to have a very strict accounting of where every dollar was spent when money came in per pupil. We had to know exactly where that money went. We had to show every dollar that went out that was expended. So that's what we need. We need to make sure that's happening more.
By the way, you mentioned school choice. Are there any Democrats that you know of in the legislature, maybe new members that you've talked to, that will at least listen to the notion of school choice? We're coming upon National School Choice Week and National School Choice Month. Are there any Democrats that might vote with you?
It depends on what we're talking about. If we're talking about charter schools, yes. There's quite a few that would vote to make sure that we maintain what we have and to continue to improve charter and access to charters. But as far as what I've always advocated, and that's, you know, more school choice, ESAs, opportunity scholarships, I can't think of too many, you know, to be honest with you. I can't even think of two that would be on our side. Maybe. No, I can think of two. I'm sorry. I can't think of two that probably would be. I know that it was Watkins, who was in the legislature a couple of years back. I think he understood the value and understood the reality of where we're going. And where we're going is we're heading in a direction where we have the ability to deliver education in so many different ways, but we're just not allowing people to be more creative with that. And it's happening because of technology and because of the way we want to raise our children now. So I just can't think of too many other Democrats right now that would be for that. Some of that might be the teachers union. Some of it is just it's new and, you know, how people feel about new stuff.
Scott, it's always good to visit with you. Thank you so much, my friend. You have yourself a great week, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Scott. Scott Hammond, a good guy, state senator, Nevada District 18. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Monday, the first Monday of 2021, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
A Henderson police officer is suing the department because she alleges discrimination because she's transgender. Interesting story. I'll have the details.
Heidi Harris. Now, weekday mornings, 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/private. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/private. That's forhims.com/private for your free online visit. forhims.com/private.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Get into the hottest performing sporty sedan, the all-new redesigned 2021 TLX. With its superior handling, optional drive modes, and advanced technology, it is the best sporty sedan on the road today. And lease a 2021 TLX for only $369 per month. Plus, the first payment is on us. Enter to win a Las Vegas Raiders autographed Josh Jacobs football with test drive. Only at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FinleyAcura.com.
OAC, $38.99 due at signing. Excludes tax, title, and dock fees. 36-month lease. See store for details. Some restrictions apply. Expires 1/4/20. 21.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, in all of the hubbub about the election tomorrow in Georgia, the fact that we've got another legislative session set to begin on February 1st, the election fraud stuff. Through all of that, there is still the issue of the COVID-19 vaccine, which is being delivered into the arms of Southern Nevada residents, even as we speak, but not at the rate at which we thought we were going to be doing it. Dr. Fauci, in fact, let's go to cut four. Dr. Fauci was on with Martha Raddatz yesterday on This Week with George Stephanopoulos, on why the delay, this is cut number four, why the delay in the vaccination for COVID-19. Listen to this.
Dr. Fauci, we saw that the U.S. is vaccinating only about 200,000 people a day, with many states using just a small percentage of the vaccines they have received. What's the biggest cause of this delay?
Well, I think it's just trying to get a massive vaccine program started and getting off on the right foot. There have been a couple of glitches, that's understandable. I think the important thing, Martha, is to see what's happening in the next week to week and a half, because the original projection that General Perna, who's in charge of the actual ultimate shipping and distribution, there's allocation, there's shipping, there's distribution, and then there's putting it into people's arms. So they were promising that they would have about 20 million doses that were allocated, shipped, and distributed. They fell short of that by the end of December, but in the first couple of days in January, they're catching up with that. What we need to catch up with now is getting into people's arms, because there's now about 4 million. We wanted to get to 20 million. But some little glimmer of hope is that in the last 72 hours, they've gotten 1.5 million doses into people's arms, which is an average of about 500,000 a day, which is much better than the beginning when it was much, much less than that. So we are not where we want to be, no doubt about that. But I think we can get there if we really accelerate, get some momentum going and see what happens as we get into the first couple of weeks of January.
And Dr. Fauci, the president puts responsibility on the states, but Utah Senator Mitt Romney, as you might have just heard, wrote this week that it was unrealistic to think that healthcare workers already overburdened or CVS and Walgreens could really handle that vaccination program, writing that comprehensive vaccination plans have not been developed at the federal level and sent to the states as models is as incomprehensible as it is inexcusable. Is that inexcusable?
Well, what we need to do, Martha, is we've got to get interaction between the federal government and the states. To say the federal government should do it themselves, that'll never happen. To just leave the states on their own without any help, without any instruction, without any resources is going to be tough. You've got to have a combination of both. You have to have a real interaction, a real partnership between the federal government and the states. That's what we're trying to do. Hopefully that will then materialize as we get into the beginning of this year. But you're absolutely right. If you try and do it one way or the other, it's not going to work. It's got to be pulling together, both federal and state.
That's Dr. Anthony Fauci yesterday with Martha Raddatz on This Week with George Stephanopoulos. This hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casale and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Call the MultiCare Group. Pat Casale is standing by his phone right now, so call him right now. 702-396-9449. Stay with us, because coming up at the top of the hour, a guy that's been at the forefront of an effort to divide the state of California in half. Cut it in two. Paul Preston is the founder and the president of the Movement for a New California State. And he's got some ideas that are very, very interesting and very compelling. He's the host of Red State Talk Radio's Agenda 21 Radio. We'll get a chance to visit with him coming up in just a couple minutes. Going to take a quick break. More to come on this Monday, the first Monday of 2021 on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health, by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your healthcare sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. I have listened to the progression of hearing aid technology for over 30 years, so I'm not easily impressed. But when my resident audio expert Steve Romeo had me listen to a pair of the new Liveo Edge instruments with artificial intelligence, I went, wow! When you tap them twice, you will hear, while they adjust themselves automatically for your best hearing anywhere. No more fiddling with controls. Steve says capability like this would have required a large rack of audio equipment only a few years ago. To hear them yourself, call Shelley at 369-1321. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, 369-1321, QHALV.com, 369-1321.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yo, we've heard a lot from Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley and a whole bunch of other folks about the Republican perspective on this election tomorrow in Georgia. Interesting, though, to hear from Stacey Abrams, the gal. Remember her? She lost the election for governor to Brian Kemp, and she has still to this day not conceded. She still believes that election was stolen and that she should be the governor of the state of Georgia. But I want you to hear Stacey Abrams, cut three. I was on with Martha Raddatz yesterday on This Week, talking about Tuesday's Georgia runoff, a little bit of a different perspective.
Joe Biden and President Trump will be there tomorrow. Do you believe that President Trump's continuing unsubstantiated claims that the election there and across the nation was rigged hurt him there?
I think it's always dangerous to undermine the integrity of elections without evidence. When we challenged voter suppression, we were able to prove it. We were able to correct for it in many ways. And that's why we saw a dramatic increase in turnout from 2018 to 2020, where more voters were able to cast their ballots and have those ballots counted. In contrast, the continued notion that undermines the elections, I think, is having a deleterious effect on Republicans. But my mission is to ensure that everyone trusts the system and that we make certain that it's a system that's worthy of that trust.
And you know that some Republicans are arguing that President Trump's efforts to undermine the election are no different than yours in 2018, where you did not concede the gubernatorial race. I know you say that is different. It's different circumstances. But are you concerned about that reputation?
Well, it's not simply different circumstances. It's apples and, you know, bowling balls. I pointed out that there were a series of actions taken that impeded the ability of voters to cast their ballots. And in almost every one of those circumstances, the courts agreed, as did the state legislature. We saw the evisceration of exact match. We saw a consent decree to make certain that people could vote by absentee without having their ballots discarded. We saw an expansion of training and an investment in local polling places so people had the ability to go and cast their ballots. We saw a reduction of lines from 8 to 10 hours to 30 minutes, 2 hours. These are all things we proved both in court and we saw remedies to. By contrast, President Trump has lost every single one of his challenges in the state of Georgia, and he has no evidence. In fact, an audit, the fourth, I think, of this election, found that there was zero fraud in our signature match process. One person inadvertently signed for her husband against the rules, but otherwise we know that the signatures match and that the process works.
I'm just going to tell you, this woman is the height of hypocrisy. When she refused to concede her election, she was a freedom fighter. When Donald Trump does that, he's Looney Tunes. That makes absolutely no sense. Coming up in our next hour, Paul Preston will join us. Did you know that they are halfway to a? No, they are. They're halfway to getting enough signatures to recall Governor Gavin Newsom in the People's Republic of California. They're halfway there. And they say they're going to get the rest of them. And they've got plenty of time to do it. Well, there are other people that want to essentially split California in two. Unbelievable. From New California State, the host of Red State Talk Radio's Agenda 21 Radio, we'll have a chance to visit with Paul Preston. That's all coming up next. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.